Hi, this is for Mr. Malcolm Pennington, MALCOLMPENNINGTON, date of service 2/24/2022. Date of birth is 5/15/57. Date of accident 12/19/2019. Yes, representing Mr. Malcolm Pennington is here after. An automobile accident that caused all the symptoms. Allegedly, the patient was rear-ended as a western driver, leading to injury to his head with loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness. Number two in the bed, incontinence of the bowels and blood vision erectile dysfunction, as well as pain in the lower back, in the right shoulder and right knee. Currently, the pain in the right knee is minimal. Right shoulder is around 6, and the lower back, more towards the right side, is around 7. Patient reported that at this time, his pain in the lower back is almost gone, and only pain is in the tailbone area. He is not looking forward to a surgery. He underwent epidural injections time 4, and that has brought him 100% relief in the lower back pain. His secondary leg joint is still involved, and he has been advised to consider for injection for the secondary leg joint. Currently, the pain level is between 5-7, and 60% pains are reported relieved, and recovery has been afforded due to the conservative treatment. ADL that are affected currently is sleep only, which is 7. In the system review, in neurology psych, patient has ongoing symptoms of anxiety, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, and weakness. He denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo. He denies any vision problems, memory problem, balance problem, or focus problem. None of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the right knee, which is minimal. Hip pain, right, minimal. Leg 3. Right shoulder pain, which is around 6. Lower back pain is recovered mostly. Only in the right secondary leg joint area there is a pain. In addition, stiffness in the lower back, neck, and right shoulder, and occasional pain from needle. The GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowels. No stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there's incontinence of the urine, but no frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, but there is difficulty breathing. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has improved, and there's no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are lidocaine. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is peaceful. Compliance is reported by the patient. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 140/70. Pulse is 79. Pulse oximetry 98. As for the physical examination same from the previous visit of January 27, 2022, dictation number 0127-094. Plan of care is to continue all the treatment. Meds have been reviewed. Trial number 3 with the codeine every 12-hour PRN, 50 tablets are provided for pain relief. In addition to naproxen 500 twice a day, Flexeril 10 twice a day, and Elavil 600 at night is provided. Physical therapy 2 times per week is provided. Work-wise, patient will continue to be off work. The patient has been advised if he likes to have a secondary leg joint injection, we'll be more than happy to help him with that. His findings in the lumbar spine are only bulging disc and no herniated disc. Along with this, there is some facet hypertrophy for which facet joint injections can be provided. In the cervical area, there is only a bulging disc that needs to be addressed. In the shoulder, there is an ongoing lateral tearing with glenohumeral cartilage thinning, supraspinal tendinitis, and AC joint osteoarthritis, and subdeltoid bursa. two shots have been given in this area, and again, we'll be more than happy to do that. End of discussion. Thank you.